From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The glut of oil on the global market that has pushed down the price of crude is likely to continue into 2016. That's according to the International Energy Agency Tuesday. The group said of 29 oil-importing countries, they forecast a marked slowdown in the demand for more oil, in line with the International Monetary Fund predicting only modest global growth next year. The IEA said it sees global demand growth dropping from a five-year high of 1.8 million barrels a day this year to a more normal growth of 1.2 million barrels a day next year. It's predicting world consumption will average 95.7 million barrels a day next year, which is down 100,000 from its estimate last month. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down over eastern Ukraine by a Russian-made Buk missile, according to the Dutch Safety Board's conclusions in its final report on the July 2014 crash that killed all 298 people on board. This is the Safety Board head, Jibba Jostra.
Flight MH17 crashed because of a 9N314M warhead detonated outside the aeroplane above the left side of the cockpit. This warhead fits the kind of missile that is installed on the Buk surface-to-air missile system.
The findings of the board did not specify who launched that missile. European Union observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appeared to be free and fair. Those comments came Tuesday from an EU observer team. VOA News. The social messaging platform Twitter said Tuesday it was cutting 8% of its workforce, or 336 jobs, in a restructuring of the troubled company under the newly returned chief executive Jack Dorsey. The layoffs come just 2 weeks after Twitter brought back Dorsey as permanent CEO in an effort to tackle problems that had slowed user growth at the messaging service and compounded steady financial losses. The governor of Japan's southern island of Okinawa has followed through with a promise to revoke permits for construction of a new U.S. airbase on his island, setting up a possible legal showdown with the central government in Tokyo. Takeshi Onaga announced the move on Tuesday. It comes a month after he said his government would take action after discovering defects in the original permits issued by his predecessor. Three Israelis have been killed in a new wave of shootings and stabbing attacks by Palestinians in Jerusalem and elsewhere. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The escalating Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians come at a time of stalemate in the peace process. Israeli analyst Moshe Amirav believes Israel should make the first diplomatic move.
We are the strong one. We are ruling the West Bank and Jerusalem. It's up to us to initiate new ideas and arrangements with the Palestinians.
Israel says it is prepared to return to the negotiating table today without preconditions. But the Palestinians say Israel's expansion of West Bank settlements and its refusal to withdraw to the 1967 borders means there is nothing to talk about. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Iran's parliament passed a bill Tuesday approving the country's nuclear deal with a group of six world powers. As we hear here, as according to the state-run IRN news agency, lawmakers voted 161 for and 59 against a bill, with 13 abstaining. Under the deal, Iran will limit its nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions that have badly hurt the country's economy in recent years. The Taliban say they're withdrawing from Kunduz, a city that briefly fell to the insurgents last month, and an Afghan official said life there is returning to normal. A Taliban spokesman said in an email to media on Tuesday that the fighters are retreating to avoid further civilian casualties. Insurgents fired rockets at Russia's embassy in Damascus Tuesday, and what the Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov called an act of terror meant to intimidate those who support the fight against Islamic State militants. Two rockets struck the embassy compound. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.